to Fancy as Fuck, a Sweet Cheeks podcast where we explore the fancy side of you. We are a burlesque troupe from Anchorage, Alaska, and here to spill all the tea of what it means to run a burlesque company in the frozen north, and it's getting frozen as we speak.
Very quickly.
Very, very chilly outside. I am Velvet Allure.
And I am Femme Fatality.
And we have a very special episode for you today. We have the director and producer, basically, of the much-anticipated Halloween show.
Yeah, with us today.
House of a Thousand Pasties. We have Pandora LaPush. Yay! Hi.
Hi, everybody.
How's it going?
Going pretty good this lovely Sunday afternoon. How are you two doing?
We're doing loverly.
I'm cold. Should have worn thicker socks. Yeah.
Everything hurts. You asked. So, Pandora, I mean, you've directed the Halloween show for the last, 5 years?
I want to say longer. I mean, when did we first do our Halloween show? Because I've been directing as long as we've been doing it. So I feel like that's 8 years now.
The first one we did was Creatures of Delight, right?
Yeah.
I remember that one. Yeah, it's probably been about 8 years.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. So a while.
So professional.
So professional.
Velvet Allure.
Called out.
Velvet, I'll turn my cell phone off. Allure.
I think I turned it on instead of turning it off. I'm tired. So God, it's been 8 years. That's crazy. That was our first show, Creatures of Delight. You did direct that one. And then, but I mean, that means you've been with us since the very beginning, basically. Not quite conception, but.
Yeah, second show. I joined Sweet Cheeks for their second show. So.
Do we remember?
10 years now I've been with the group.
You and I started this because I met you at the first rehearsal.
Yes, I believe you and I both started on the second show, right? Yeah.
I don't remember what that first show was.
I don't remember which one it was either. If it was like. It wasn't Destination Love.
No.
It might have just, goodness. We have to look through the vaults to figure it out. Like,
we do have to look that up. And I know we were at Taproot.
Mm-hmm.
But
holy shit.
Right?
Yeah.
Damn. Taproot. And we changed behind a curtain that we makeshifted. So it was basically, we were at the high tops. And we put a sheet around on a... Probably like a pole that you use in the shower.
Made our little dressing room.
Yeah.
Just changed behind a sheet. It was super professional.
Love that.
Pandora LaPush.
Yes, Femme Fatality.
What goes into creating a Halloween show that is equal parts scary and horny or scorny?
Ooh, that's a great question. You know, I feel like I rely on my performers a lot to bring that sexy bit. Because a lot of the group numbers I do are on the scary or silly edge. So I do do trust and rely on my performers in each show to bring that sexy aspect. Because if it were all up to me, I feel like it would just be 100% scary. And if you don't find that sexy, well, fuck you.
That's why we like it.
So I do rely a lot on my cast. To not only make their solos a bit sexy, but to help me craft the group numbers to make them a little bit more maybe acceptable to the general public.
Such a fluid thing. Like, what is acceptable? We always push the boundary.
A little bit here and there.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be pushed. It's art. If you're not offending someone, you're not doing it right.
Damn right.
Well, what's your favorite group number that you've ever... Well, I guess let's put it this way. What's your favorite group number for this year... That's the first part of the question.
My favorite group number for the Halloween show this year. Mm-hmm. I like the closing number a lot. So. That is my favorite one. The closing number, I Put a Spell on You, is fantastic. And I just really love watching the group perform it. It gives me a lot of naughty and peaceful feelings inside.
And I love everyone's confusion at the end of the first part.
That 20 seconds, because I sit behind the curtain. I get to hear everyone be like, what is happening?
Yeah. Are they bowing? Is this curtain call? Is this, what are we doing?
Like, where's the host?
Right? It's just so quiet.
Yeah, so the dead silence is great. And you just can pretty much hear the crickets before the crickets even start.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, there's more. I hear that a lot too. Oh, okay. I get it now. And that's my favorite too.
Well, yeah.
So as far like as a whole, since you've been doing this for almost a decade, do you have a favorite number that you can really pinpoint?
You know, throughout all of the shows that we've done, I would say my favorite Halloween group number is one we have not performed in this space. And I've been meaning to bring it back for quite a while. It's just that it's such a frontal facing number. You know, we performed it many, many years on a proscenium type stage with the audience in front of us. And it's got a lot of kind of illusions in there. So I haven't been able to recreate it in this space correctly. But that would be People Are Strange.
I was literally just thinking of it last night.
Yeah, I love that one.
Photo popped up.
It's yeah.
such a good number.
Good costumes, real simple. It's definitely one of the harder choreographically numbers that we perform because it's so just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, lift, down, up, straight, turn this person over, take off their shirt, throw some gauze. It's very hectic, but when done right, it's really visually pleasing to see.
I agree. I love that one. But you're right. It is a very hard piece to perform in the space that we have.
Mm-hmm.
You've directed this show, but you're also choreographing Rocky Horror in town.
That is correct.
How has that been going?
That has been an incredible experience. It's been very, very busy. Anyone that's ever performed or been involved in Rocky knows that that is quite a lift for everyone involved. The crew, the cast. It's a lot of rehearsals. You've got, you know, thankfully I only had to be there for dance rehearsals, but it's still a lot. It's been a really amazing experience, though, to be working with such different groups of people. I do miss working with theater people a lot. It's wonderful to just be in a large group and work with a different group. I feel like sometimes Sweet Cheeks, we can be a bit incestuous. It's our little neurodivergent group. So it's nice to get back out there and work with a different group and do things that's a slightly different style.
Yeah, you know? It brings new challenges and it helps, like, you know, stretch your abilities and
grow.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I haven't been involved in Rocky Horror in so long. The last time that I was involved in it, I was a phantom performing in it, and that was, gosh, 10 fucking years ago.
Was it in the 2014 show?
Yeah, I think it was 2014. I believe it was the Rocky Horror Freak Show that Scotty Heverlane directed.
Yeah, and Joyce and Vicente.
Vicente were choreographers.
They choreographed most of it, yeah.
Yeah.
That was fabulous choreography.
Yeah, no, it's been a really great experience meeting new people and working with some old, you know, old friends, Katie and Regina and everybody involved in it. So it's been great. And Mad Myrna's was, you know, one of the places Sweet Cheeks got our start. We used to perform there all the time. So it's wonderful just to be back in the space.
Yeah, we're going to go see it. You and I and Lady Duchess are going to go see it on the 2nd, I believe.
I hope.
Fingers crossed. Knock on wood, but don't really, because it echoes. No, I'm excited to see it. We wanted to go and see what you guys created and support our fellow dancers and artists and everything. I'm excited to see it.
Oh, yeah. It's always such a great, great experience to see what people bring to the table, since it's a different theme. You know, people's different choreography and directing styles and musical direction styles, and just the actors, too. So it's always so exciting just to see what they have in store for us.
Yeah, for sure. I really enjoy it. And it's one of those things as a performer I've found with Rocky Horror. It's a love-hate relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. And then when I'm in it, I'm just like, I'm so tired. And it's then the grueling. Shows are going. And you're like, I love this.
Yeah, for the performers especially, if you're the director or the stage manager or the performer, you're basically there 5 days a week.
You are.
For 6 to 8 weeks before the show begins. So it is a huge lift for people, and I don't know that the general public really understands that. It is so much work for the performers and the crew.
I think what a lot of people, and like we've even had people ask us, you know, how much do you make rehearsal time? And they think we get paid to be at rehearsals. And yeah, you just it's like a manic laughter that comes out of me most of the time.
Yeah. Are you okay? Are you well?
Are you high? What makes you think I get paid?
Well, yes, I am high. That question aside.
Well, you don't usually, I mean, you have in the past performed in your own Halloween shows, but lately, because of how full your plate is, you haven't been able to, as much as I know you would love to still do it, because you are a spoopy bitch as well.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
And I've seen you perform some incredible numbers, and she's right when, she, you know, in the beginning, she's like, I love creepy shit. Your numbers are intense. What is your favorite number that you've ever created and performed as a Halloween theme?
For a solo?
Mm-hmm.
I think I often have my fallbacks. I have my favorite characters, and I like horror movies, so I'm constantly doing horror movie numbers. And I really, really like being Freddy or Jason. I did a Jason number last year, though, and I think it's my favorite just because of the costume. I spent so much time rhinestoning my mask and two little masks for my bra for my Jason number that I just love it so much now. And it may not be the scariest number, but it's just so fun and pretty and gory.
It is both. Yeah, I watched it. You know, I remember your bra. The bra is
so good. Yeah. You can tell that there's a lot of love and work put into it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
As much love that can go into the creepy, you know. Yeah, there is a lot of love that goes into these shows.
Yeah.
I think, and I mean, this show, I can honestly safely say, consistently sells out.
Yeah.
Like, we have other shows that people love, and, you know, they're always busy. I mean, that's great. But this show, I think people literally talk about all year and are excited for when it comes back around. Like, we hear people talk about it all the time.
It doesn't
they love
hurt
our creepy shit.
That it's Halloween. I mean, it's a great show, but people just love Halloween. Yeah. So, of course, they're going to come to our show.
That's right. That's right, motherfuckers.
You know, tits, ass, and Halloween. I mean, it's perfect.
That's perfect. A little blood.
Yeah.
Some body parts.
A lot of blood.
A lot of blood.
A lot of blood. Yeah, every time you come into the dressing room after your number, I just hand you two baby wipes and a rack of paper towels and
slap on the ass.
And it's like, good job. You done good, kid. You done good. Now I gotta go.
What is your favorite Halloween tradition?
My favorite Halloween tradition is really simple, and that is giving out candy to kids. I love seeing kids in their costumes, and I fucking hate kids. I have no interest in being around kids. I have no interest in having kids. I really, really do not enjoy children. And it's nothing against them personally. I just hate people.
That's why we call them crotch goblins.
Exactly. They're little crotch droppings or crotch goblins. But my favorite thing about Halloween is seeing all the costumes and the joy and giving candy to kids. So it may be simple and basic, but I absolutely love doing it. And if I can't do it in my neighborhood, I will go to someone else's neighborhood to do it. That's how much I love it.
I love it too. It's really fun.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is your baby. This is your love child of death and destruction. Is there anything else you want people to know about what you create every single year?
No, I just want people to come see it and enjoy it. Just see it for the spectacle that it is. The closing number is worth it.
If you want to know what the fuck we're talking about, come see our show.
Come see our show.
Come
because
see our
it's
show.
Closing weekend. You have two more nights, and I'm pretty sure those two nights are almost sold out. So chop chop.
Correct.
Get those tickets.
Well, thank you so much for being here with us. We appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
And then Pandora the Push apparated away.
She just poofed.
To a tuft of smoke. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Fancy as Fuck. If you liked what you heard today, go ahead and hit the follow button on our podcast or on the podcast app that you're listening to. Follow us on any of our socials. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Patreon just by searching for Sweet Cheeks Cabaret. Have any questions, comments, concerns, love letters, or jewelry you'd like to send us? You can email us at podcast@sweetcheekscabaret.com. Want to see what the hosts are doing? Follow us on Instagram at velvetallurescc and femme.fatality.ak. Want to follow our special guest, Pandora _LaPush on Instagram. The Halloween show run this year is October 13th, 14th, 20th, 21st, 27th, and 28th. Show schedule is always available on our website. Tickets can be purchased through centertix.com. Keep an eye out on the Sweet Cheeks socials for previews of our next episode. Thanks to our Patreon subscribers for continuing to make this shit happen. And thank you again, Pandora, for coming in and seeing our baby.
Yes, thank you so much. We appreciate you being here. I know it's been a wild schedule trying to get everybody in the same room all at once, but we did it!
Yes, we did it. Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm looking forward to closing weekend, and if y'all want to see me perform, I am performing in the Halloween brunch.
On the 29th.
On the 29th.
Yes, and I heard that's going to be a wild ride.
A wild ride.
It's not a show you're going to want to miss.
No. Brunch, mimosas, booty and blood.
Tits,
so
ass.
So much blood.
Blood.
It's going to be fabulous.
I'm Femme Fatality.
And I'm Velvet Allure.
Thanks so much for tuning into this special Halloween interview podcast episode.
I swear to God, we're smart.
We're very smart. Have a good rest of your day.
It's a beautiful cold day outside.
And it's evidently fried all of my brain cells.
Yep. All the glitter has soaked mine up. I'm good. We'll see y'all next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.